In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, the Saviour made some very solemn utterances. He says, "Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and cast out devils in your name, and in your name done many wonderful works? And I will profess unto them, Depart from me, ye cursed, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you." Whenever the rescue ship, the Carpathia, arrived, it picked up 705 survivors. Over 1,500 perished in the icy waters of the Atlantic whenever the Titanic sank. It was too late for them to be saved. Jesus said, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work." And yet in New York City, false reports were arriving. News had filtered through that something tragic had happened and the Titanic had sunk. But one newspaper, the Evening Sun newspaper, carried this headline: "All saved from the Titanic after collision." All saved from the Titanic after collision. Of course there had been a collision. The Titanic had sunk. But certainly not all had been saved. In fact, far from it. Just over 700 were saved and over 1,500 perished. Only about a third were saved. Solemn, solemn things. False reports were given. Everybody saved. And isn't that just like the day and generation that we're living in? Everybody nowadays seems to get buried like a Christian. I don't know about you, but no matter what funeral service I go to, it seems that everybody that's died gets buried as if they're in heaven, buried in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. We hear all sorts of reports and all sorts of claims. They're in a better place. They're not suffering now. They're doing better. It's good for them to get away. We'll see them again. And so it goes on. And so it goes on. Everybody nowadays seems to get buried like a Christian. We make the assumption that everybody's saved, everybody's going to heaven. But not so according to this book. Jesus Christ our Lord said, "Except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. Except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Ye must be born again. The Bible says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And it's often been said by evangelical men and women, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. There's a lot of false gospels going about, a lot of false doctrines, a lot of false notions. But it's only those who truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that ultimately will be saved. Are you saved today? Do you believe a false gospel? Gospel of works, a works salvation? Maybe you're trusting in your baptism, your confirmation, your church membership, the fact that you sit at the Lord's table. Maybe you're trusting in your morality. You know, the only thing worse than having no hope is having a false hope. Heeding a false gospel, listening to fake news, trust the good news of the gospel. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Be absolutely sure, be very sure that you're trusting in Christ and in Christ alone.